We are on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Let us again start from the beginning of the Baraisem. Erech, two-thirds down from the beginning of the Amud. Tana Rabbah. Mochon le'echod, a person sold three karkois to one lekeach. Boy, l'shloisha b'nei adam. Or he sold three karkois to three people, ke'echot, Rashi says, means on the same day. The three karkois are idiyas, beninis, viziburis. So the halacha is, kulam nichnesu tachas habay. Now, this moicher had three toivim. He had a nizik, he had a balchoiv, and he had a ksubisisha. So just like when the karka was by the moicher before he sold it, so each toiveya was goive kedinoi. The nezikin took from midyas, the balchoiv took from beinonis, the ksubisisha took from ziburis. So now that he sold all these three karkois to one lekeya, or to three lekuches in one day, is kulam nichnesu tachas habaylim. So each one is in place of the baylim. So the one who purchased the idyas, he has to pay up the nzikin. The one that purchased the beinonis will pay up the malchoyf, etc. Bozeh achazeh. What is if the meichel sold to these three people in three different days? Then the halach is kulon goivin min ha'achayim. So then all the toivim, the balchayim, the nezikin, the ksubisisha, they all are goive from the last lekeach. Ein loy, what if there's not sufficient karka by the last lekeach for all three toivim? Goive mishalafana. So then these goive from the previous lekeach. So before we go further in the sugya, let us just see one taisvis. Ein loy gaive mishalafonov. Ay meriva. Shimbo kulam bebasachas. If all three taivim come to the last lekeach, is kol hakoidim bishtar goive min ha'achrein chila. So whoever was the first toiveya from this moicha, that means whichever happened first, choiv happened first, zikan happened first, so he, in hilchas gviya, he gets a right to be goive first. Ve'im nizokin kodmu. Now the Riva explains the irony of what he just said. Let us say that the first the Nezik happened, and then the Chayiv happened, and then this woman got married. He became a Shubatar Aksupin. V'im Nizokim Kodmu, if the Nizokim were first, Goyvim in Ha'achayim, so now he has a din kedime to mon from the last loikaya, afilo he's ziburis, even though it's ziburis, which is amayra de kechidish. He's nezikin, he was the first, and he'll get the worst end of the deal. He'll get ziburis. Because the shibut remained on the last karke that was a ben chayrin, and when that last karke is sold, so the ikir shibut is on that last karke. So therefore, the first one who had a schus shibut was the nezikin. He's going to mount from the ziburis. V'imbo bal choyv achov, if the bal choyv is next online, yigvenami min ha'achrinim yeshla, he also mount from ziburis, if he still has ziburis left. V'imein loy, goyvim ishalafonov. So then he'll mount from the one that was before him, bafilomina idias. If the one before was idiot, so he'll mon from idiot. Va'isha mishalif neifona va'apilu hain idi yidis. And the isha will be able to mon from the first lekeach, apilu with idi yidis. So lemaise, it's coming out, a meiradike chidish, a meiradike irony, that the nezikin will end up with the worst chelik of the gviya, and the ksubesisha can end up by the best chelik of the gviya. She'll get idias, and the nezikin will get zibur. I just like to see for 1 minute the losh and harosh. The losh is mevara, mevara the ribo, and he says a very interesting halacha. The rosh is on Eis Gimel. Ein loy goyve mishalafono. Koya oyma ribom zal. Shibo kulam bebasacha. Kola koydim bishtar. Yigve meyachra in tchila. Whoever had the first shibud, so he has a din kedime in gvir. Whatever the achrin has, bein idias, bein beininis, bein ziburis, v'amuchem imenu, and the one who shibut came after him, goive achrov mishalafonos, so there's nothing left over from the last lekeach, so the muuchel will mon from the previous lekeach. V'amuchel yaisa goive mishalifneifonos, and the gone last one, will mon from the first lekeya. And therefore, v'iman nezikin kodmu, u'bal chay v'achov, u'ksubis isha v'achoyne, u'bo ligvois ke'echot, and nezikin kodmu ligvois min achin v'afilein zibur. So nezikin comes in is the first din gviye, and he takes zibur. U'bal chay mishalofona v'lein idyes, u'ksubis isha mishalofnepona v'afilein idyes. The ein nezikin yechayil in loyma, the nezikin cannot time it, im kein heirato koichi. That means, I am a koich to get idiots, and heirato koichi. I'm ending up with ziburis. Shekach udin, that is the din. Mi shekotam shibudoi, the one who shibud was chal first, tzorech ligvois tchilo. So he has to be goiva first. In Seder HaGviya, the Shibut Kodom is Goyva first. Ben Yochel Ligvois, and if he's Goyva first, so Ein Yochel Ligvois Elam in Aachen. He can only be Goyva from the last one. Vimbo Ligvois Mishal Afonov, he'll want to be Goyva from the previous Lekech, who is Idiot. Yayma, so that Lekech will tell him, Inachti Loch Mokim Ligvois Mimen. So the previous lekech will tell him, I'm sorry, I'm not mishubit to you. When I bought this kaka, I left over kakois for you. So memela, you cannot mon from me. Mihu nirali. Now this is a very interesting drosh. So meikar adin, if we'll go meikar adin without making any deals, the nezikin, if he was, the nezikin occurred before the choyim, before the chiyim ksubasisha, the nezikin will mon from the last lekeach, who has a din ben choyren legabi all the other lekuches, even though the last lekeach purchased ziburis, he'll end up with ziburis and can come out that the ksubesisha can end up with idiots. He says, miyo nirali, nezikin yefaisu alekuches arishoy. If the nezikin, they will come over to the first lekuches, He says, Mi'ikaradin, I'm entitled to idiots. Now, my mazel was that when the kakois were sold, the last ben choyrin that was left over was ziburin. So, as my mazel, I can only mon from ziburin. So, what'll be? So, the ksubesisha will mon from your idiots. So he goes over to the first lekeach and he says, listen, do me a favor. They're going to take away the kaka from you also. So why can't you understand my predicament and give me the idiots? Give me the idiots. I really deserve idiots. Instead of the ksubasisha, miyu nirali, אם נזוקין יפייסו על הכוחס הראשון, שיניחום לגבי תחילה מהם. I say, listen, I know you could stop me away. You could say, נחתי לך מוקים לגבי. That you could do. I can't force you to do fakel. But I'm asking you a favor. Let me mourn from you my ideas. ולא יאמר הנחתי לך מוקים לגבי. That's true, that's a schus that you have. You can tie הנחתי לך מוקים לגבי. And I'm not entitled to be gaiva from you. The land up eventually only the Ksubasi shall be gaiva from you. I'm asking you a favor, don't stoop me away. לא ימוצי בעל חייבה Ksubasi shall המימל ונזוקן כבר נסתלק שיבודך מהם. So now, the Malchayim Ksubesishi cannot go over to the Nezik and say, listen here, you have no koyach at all to mourn from the first lekeach. Your Shibud, you were the first that he was nishtabit to, your Shibud is from the last lekeach. The first lekeach is mishubit to us, not to you. Panistalek Shibudach mehem, kivin shehinichu b'nei chayri. Heitzelah moichi. You don't have a Shibud by them. They left over B'nei Chayrim, so Yeshibut is only whittles down to the B'nei Chayrim. V'kivin sheshtolcha mugdim, and since your star is first, atatzoch ligvis mib'nei chori shenichu b'yad moichel. What are you going to them? You don't have any Shibut on them. You're only, this is Meshubut to us, not to you. Shem da'omalu nizik, because the nizik can tell them, kulu mishabdi didi. Don't tell me that that's not Meshubit. That means when I was Genizik, all the karkois of the Moichel became Meshubit to me. Ela shechachomim tiknu letoivis halakuches she'ein nifroi mehem kozman she'enichu b'nei choyrim. There was a takone for the lakuches if there's b'nei choyrim. So the Taivosom, you cannot mourn from them, and you mourn from them echayr. V'kivin she'im moichlim al takone she'iskinu le Taivosom, since they are moichl, they say, you can mourn for us. Atom alochemimis, what are you tiny? That means, don't tell me that the idiots never became a shubah to me. B'shasta, hezek, everything became a shubah to me. There is a takona der rabbonim that the lekeach could push me away. He could say, "Hinachti loch mokim ligvois." But if I spoke with him and he agrees not to push me away, then it doesn't make too much of a difference. If he'll give me the idea, he'll give the ksubasisha the idea. So he realized my predicament. So he decided he'll give me the idea. So finished. So I have a right to the ideas. And the ekach meizim hem shelt. This is how the Rosh explains our Taisvis. Let us go a little further in the Gemara. Mochal Le'echad, he had in the Baraisa, he sold all three karkois to one person. Heichidomi. Now, what is the case that he sold all three karkois to one person? If he sold all three karkois in one shtal, so then this whole bavet of a lekeach echad is miyutel. Hashta lishloisha, if he sold to three lekuchas in one day, the Ikolameima, one could say, the Ikolameima had me nayu kodim. We could say that what? That one was kodim. Amrit kulam nichnesu tachas habaylim. Afal pikein, I say that kulam nichnesu tachas habaylim, and the Nezikim months from the Idias, the Malchayim months from the Bainis, and the Ksubasishim months from the Ziburis. Machon le'echod mi boim. So if he sold all three at once to one lekeach, avada gevisa zedina kula nichnesu tachas habayla. Now let us see what Rashi says, and we'll try to explain this Gemara. Hashte legimu, ilayme babasachas b'shtar echad. If we will say that he sold all the three kakois as one shtar. Hashta legimel, v'ika lemeima chad minayu kodim. If by three lakuchas, that one could say that one purchased before the other two, shezeh lokach beboika, balolu shnayim beheret, umotzi lemitani nachti lochmokim, amret nichnesu tachas habaylim, hoyo vein nikir bishitrei hamecher milokachishoyim. Since it is not nikir who bought first, so there's a din of kula nichnesu tachas habaylim. So if one lekeach bought all three kakois in one shtal, the zicher adin that nichnes tachas habaylim. Now, let's try to explain this. The Gemara is telling us, be'etzem, there is a moiradike chiddish by three lekuches that purchased three kakois in one day. And if they tell me this chiddish, there's no need to tell me if one lekeach purchased all three kakois with one shtal, that is a din of nichnes tachas habaylim. Now, let us explain the chiddush by three, and by one it's poshet as nichnas tachas habayim. So the Gemara mentions amir the kizach. If the bailim has three kakois, idi is, beinin is, bezibu. He sold them all the same day, but could be at different times. I don't know when he sold each kak. The Baraisa says, kulam nichnasu tachas habayim. So the Nezikin man from Idias, the Machay from Beinim, the Bezisha from Zippur. Now, the Emerson, this is a Moira de Kechidish. Let us assume that the Baal Idias is going to tell the Nezikin, and tell the Nezikin as follows, you're coming to me to Mon the Nezikin, I got news for you. I bought this karka early in the morning. When I bought this karka, so there was left over b'nei chayren. The b'nei chayren was sold later in the day. So al kaponim, you cannot mon from me. You can only mon from the later mechiras. So memela, that's what the Baal Ha'idias is telling him. And between you and me, each lekeach can tell each teveya the same pshetel. He can tell him, you know, I bought this in the morning, and so you can't mon from me. Hinachti lochmokim ligvois. So each lekeach can tell each teveya. You have the first mon from the others. I was the first purchaser. And the Mishnah in the Baraisa says, Amoyr de kechidish. You don't say that in Goyven Kedino. So, Kan Shoyle Ben Baiza Taka Goyven Kedino. Why can't each Lekeach come with such a taina? And, Hamaitz Mechaveire Elavaraya. You want a month for me? I'm telling you, I bought in the morning. So if I bought in the morning, so your Shibud is from the later Lekuchas, not from me. There are different Mahalchim to understand this halacha. I would just like to say over Abala Tumis says as follows. Abala Tumis says, Im einoi niker besoicha shtar, eze konari shayne. Motzi ligvois kedina. So each one kemon kedina. Mishum, vikivin shakakois kulon nichnesu tacha shibudai. That means like this. Before the mechel, before the moicha sold all these three kakois. So what did the nezikin have?
Then the Baal Nezikin here, I have a schus to mourn from the idiots, because I'm Nezikin. Now, I have this schus. Now, you're telling me that things changed. That you bought a Nezikin first, and since you bought a Nezikin first, so you're stripping me away from the Nezikin, and you're saying, Inachti lachmokim ligmet. That's what you're telling me. So you want to take away from my shibud. I'm a vadai in the shibud. I had a shibud on the idiots. You're telling me the way the mechira was made, I lost my shibud. And shildik, you have to prove it. And kozman, you don't prove it. That means I had a shibud on these idiots. And now you're telling me I lost my shibud, you prove it. In Kozman, you can't prove it. My shibud continues to exist. But al-Koponim, so this is a gewaltige chiddush, that even though the zicher amokim to think that they should not be able to be goyve kedinom, since there were three different mechiras, and there's amokim to say that maybe you lost your shibud because the idiot was purchased first. Afal Pikein, the Beraisa says that his shibud is contact. Kozman, the Lekeich, doesn't prove that he lost the shibud. So Vade Gevis, if you sold all three takakois to one person, Bebas Achas, that there's no reason whatsoever that any of the Toivim should lose their Schus Gviye. Because everything was Bebas Achas. So why does the Beraisa have to tell us that by Lekeach Echod Bebas Achas Kulon Goivim Kedinom? If by three Lekuches in one day is Kulon Goivim Kedinom, Savad Gebis by Lekeach Echod Bebas Achas. That's the Gemara's Kashi. Let us just see Tois Vizika Lameima Dechad Minai Kodim Ben Kois Vin Shois Elo Birushalayim. So Tois said, I mean, let's look in the Shtah. So we will see who was first. So Tois says, we can't see who was first because the Zman of the Mesiris HaShtah is not mentioned in the Shtah. Elo Pshita Bozeh HaChazer. So we have to say, if the Beraisa made a Bezundere Bove, that there's one Lekeach, and by one Lekeach, Kulon Goivim Kedinom, so we have to say, the Chiddush of one Lekeach is that he bought it in three separate days. This Lekeach, this is like the second case of the Shloish B'nei Adam. This Lekeach bought one karka one day, the second karka the second day, the third karka the third day. Frag the Gemara, ooh, if that's the case, then we have a tremendous problem. So why is it that when there are three lekuches, the chol chad v'chad omalei, hinachti lechom mokem ligvois mimenu, so, if there are three lekuches and three bazundere days, it says in the Beraisa, bozeh hazeh kulon goivim inachin, then there's no din goivim kedinom. There's no din of kum nichnasu tachas abaylam. If there was purchased in 3 days, so then the din is that everyone mourns from the third lekeya, because the other two lekechin can say nachti lochmokim ligvois. Hainami, so the Gemara says, if one Lekeach is also speaking about that he purchased each kark in a different day, Alkol chad v'chad leim, v'lei nachti lochmokim ligveis mimenu. So everyone who wants the mon from him, let him say, and shildik, you first have the mon from the last Mekach, because the shibud was whittled down to the last Mekach, because that was still b'nei chayrin, after I purchased the first two kalkoids. That's the Gemara's kash. Let us see Rashi. Ela bazeh chazeh begimul yomim. Leimai lekeach echot, so let this lekeach say, hinachti loch mokim ligveis. I left over a cock of you to be goyve, ki eched the nezlu, kulu bosa ziburis. So let everyone, the Gemara assumed that the last cock he had purchased was ziburis. So let everyone mun from ziburis. And so why does it say, nichnes tachas habaylam? Why is he nichnes tachas habaylam? He'll give, whoever comes, he'll give them the last cock. If there's not enough, then we'll give the previous cock. But it's not Kulon nichnesu tachas ha-bailam. He doesn't have the same obligation that the bailam has, because he has a taina v'nachta l'chmokim likvot. So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. If the last kalke would be ziburis that he purchased, so memele, so then when they're coming to him, when they're coming to him to mun their tviyas, so then he would tell them, Abaisai, there's a klal in Goivim in the Chosim, Mishabodim, Bemokim, Sheyesh, Benei Choyrin. Lamaise, the last kalke was, the last kalke, Ziburis was Ben Choyrin. So Lamaise, your Shibud is whittles down to that last kalke. So, mum from the last kalke, if it's not enough, then we'll go further. But the Baal Mon from the last Kaka, why does it say in the Baraisa, Nichnes Tachas HaBailim, and to each Teveya he gives Dinoi? So the Gemara says, Ochem Ma'eskine Kugan Shalokach Idis Pachayne. The last Kaka he had purchased was Idiot. So now he doesn't want to say, Inachti Loch Mokim Ligvis Kulam Goivim Idiot. He doesn't want to say that. It's not worthwhile for him to say such a thing. So then he'll get rid of the idiocy book. So therefore, so he doesn't mention this taina of inachtil achmokim ligvois, and he wants to pay them kiddin. So ksubasisha from ziburis, balchay from beininis, nizikim from idiots. Chaynama rav sheish again shalokach idiots bachayna. What does Rashi say? Shalokach idiyas pachayne. V'neicholei lemesim lehu kedinayu. He's very happy that each one should get what is in it. V'lei leizlu boso, there's a gilsa boso basraisa. He doesn't want that they all should go to the last kalka that was purchased. Because if they all go to the last kalka that was purchased, so there goes his idiot. All of them will take away the idiot. So therefore, he's nichnas tachas habaylam. He pays everyone kiddin. Like the Gemara, if that's the story, leisu kulu beligve mi idiot. I mean, he doesn't want to give them. They're entitled, that's the din, and goyim in the chosim ishabodim, b'mokim sheyesh b'nei chayim, the last kalka that was sold, the shibut, the ikar shibut is first on that kalka. So memela, let them tiny, yeah, I understand, you would prefer to give all of us kidino, kidineinu. I understand that you would prefer that, but we have a din, we have a schus gviyah in the b'nei chayim. The Bnei Chayim is the last kalke that was purchased. We have a schus gviye in this kalke. So on Shuldik, we won a month from this kalke. Our din gviye, our shibut is in this kalke. So you pay us up from this kalke. I understand your feelings that you don't appreciate what we're asking, but we acquire this schus. That inachti lachmokim ligvois, and you can mun from, you mun from the Bnei Dike Shibud is from the Bnei Chayrin, so you should give us all from the idiots. That's the Gemara's kash, the ligvam idiots. So the Gemara answers Amir de Kazakh, which we will, the vial, just to plow through the Gemara, we will not be mevaya the lump of this, but let's just go say over the Gemara without lumps. So the Gemara says, Mishum da'om alohu. That means each one is coming. I'm entitled to the Bnei Chayrin,
because I gave him the chos b'shabbat v'chem shesh b'nei chayim. Baruch Hashem to b'nei chayim were idiots. I'm entitled to idiots. And that's what they're coming to time. So he can answer them as follows. Isha skisu v'shaklisu k'dinaychu shaklisu. He tells them like this. I'm willing to give all of you k'dino. K'dino. To Memela, I'll give the Nizik and Idias, to Mesisha Ziburis, to Malchay Beinanis. Fine. If you agree to this, fine. We're in business. Biloi, but if no, no, you won't accept this. You say, no, I have a schus, the mon from the Bnei Choyren, and the Bnei Choyren are the last karka that was purchased. So Memela, I have a schus, the mon from Idias. So he told them, I'm going to give back the shtar of ziburis to the owner, v'shaklisu kuchu miziburis. Then all of you will get ziburis. I'll show you. You want the mon, yes, a medina, because the last karka that was purchased, that's the bnei chayrim. Fine. I got news for you. There's going to be another karka b'nei chayrim. I'm going to return the shtar of the karka of ziburis to the previous owner. And now when you come to me, I'll tap you on your shoulder. I say, the moicher has b'nei chayrim now. Go there. And then all of you are among from ziburis. So if you want a mon from me, give us the Bnei Chayrin, give us the Bnei Chayrin, I'll give you Beit Chayrin, I'll give you Beit Chayrin that you'll get all of you get Ziburis. So, be masking with what I want to give to you. Ihochi. So the Gemara just opened up a new taina of Yishas Kisu. I could force you, since it's bekoyach for me, if I return the karke, then you'll be forced to get ziburis. So memele, I could use this as leverage for my taina. Ihochi, the nezikin, nami, neim ahochi. So by nezikin, let's also say the same thing. Let us see what Rashi says. Let us see what all the Rashi says. Ligvu me'idiyas, the Gemara asked, if the last karka that was purchased was idiyas, so let them all be given me this kloime, me'idiyas shenish'arish shenishara b'aschay b'beis alakuchis, the idiyas that remained the ben-choyren after the first two purchases, v'huto shibuda nalei, so let them mon from the idiyas. The Gemara says, we'll tell them like this, Ishaskisu, Ishaskisu, Iloi madarne l'shtore de ziburis l'mori, I'll return the shtar de ziburis l'mori, ki heichu de tahadru l'migve minei, then you'll have to go be gaiva from him. Dein efroime nechosem ishubodem bokim shiyesh mnechem, I'll show you real ben chayrim, he'll have real ben chayrim ziburis. So memele, so therefore, he puts them in place. He says, they all wanted a mon idiot. He says, if you comply with me, fine. So we'll give you kedinoch, but kedinchem. But if you don't comply with me, so memele, all of you will get zibur. Like the Gemara, hochi dimishum haitaimu. If that is the reason by all mon kedinon, Nezokin nami neimo hochi. So why does the Nezokin lefi ha'emes? Why is he neitel kedinoi? Tell them like this. Tell the Nezokin, ibois lemishko beinin nishakel. That means, we're machadish ataina vishaskis. So let the lekeach tell them like this. I want to give you beininis. She'll tell me, what beininis? The last karka was idiots. You owe me idiots. Give me beininis. So listen here. Listen what I'm telling you. If you want to take beininis, it's good.
V'loi madarne shtore de ziburis lamore, or else I'll give back the shtar of ziburis to the moicher, v'tishkol ziburis bar kochoch, and then you'll be forced to take ziburis. Listen, I want to make a pshara with you. I want to give you beininess. I understand you're fodering idiots, kumter idiots, aganze zach. But I'll call upon him. I'm telling you, you accept beininess or else you'll end up with ziburis. Amai yoiv leidiyus. So why does it say in the Baraisa that by the Lekeach, in 3 days, that's what he was speaking about. He bought 3 kakois in 3 days. So why does it say, Nichnas tachas abaylem, he pays everyone kedinoi. Let him force the nezikin to get pachas medinoi. That the nezikin should get beinanis. The Gemara asked if there's such a taina of Ishaskis, so the Loikeach should be capable of giving the Bala Nezikin Beinanis with this taina. Let's go back to the Gemara, and then we'll go back to Rashi. Alohoche b'may askinen b'yasmi elav b'nei peroi nino. So al kolchoch, if it says that you give to the Nezikin idiots, so al kochoch he can't taine ishaskis. Why can he taine ishaskis? Because it is speaking about that the moicher died, the moicher who was the mazik, and the loive, and the alisha died, and he left over yesaimim. The lav b'nei piroi ninu. That means they're not mechuyev to pay from the karkois they will receive now. If he'll give them now a karka, he'll return the karka to them. So they're not mechuyev to pay. V'shibude delay olei didei ramye. That means the shibud. We're speaking about, we have one lekeach. The lekeach had purchased the idiyas bachoyne. He bought Ziburis, Gimel Ador, he bought Beinanis, Talad Ador, he bought Idiyus. Fine. So everyone came to this Lekeach and said that the last Karka that was purchased, Talad Ador, was Idiyus. We all want a month from Idiyus. So he said, listen here, either you accept Kedinoi, or else I'll return the karka that was purchased, Beis Ador, I'll return it to the Moicher, and then all of you will mum, and that's the B'nei Choyren, and all of you will mum from the Ziburis, so comply with my request. So the Gemara says, if there is such a taina, Lefiya Emes, the Baal Nezikin should mum from Beinanis. He can, with this taina, or else take Beinanis, or else you'll get Ziburis. So if it says that the Nezikin gets idiots, so Kocher is speaking about that he cannot taine this taine, I'll return the karka to the Moicher, because the Moicher is dead. And if the Moicher is dead, and he'll return this karka to the Yisaimim, he cannot send the Nezikin to the Yisaimim to mon from Ziburis, because this is not considered B'nai Chayrin. This is not, because they don't owe him anything. And the Shibut still remains on the last Karka that the Lekeach had purchased. Aloch ma'iskinin b'yasmi, d'alav v'nei peroi ninu. B'shibudo d'ilei olei d'idei ramye. So the Shibut is still on him. There's no B'nai Chayrin over here. The B'nai Chayrin are the idiots that you purchased last. Hilkach leka l'meima hochi. So memele, so this is not the teretz. Ayes takashe, but everyone mon from the idiots that was purchased by Chayrin,
So you told me a teretz of a tain of Ishaskis, but if your teretz would be an emissary teretz, then the halacha would be that the Baal HaNezikin would mon from, they have to mon from the Beinonis, and here it says he mon from the Idiot. So Kochach is speaking about Yesaimim, and we're back to the Kash. So let them all mon from the last Karka that was Idiot. Now let's go back to Rashi. Ella midalaitoin hochi. If he can't force the Baal HaNezokin to mon from Beinonis, Baal Kochach Bohochi Askinas, we have to say they're speaking about as follows. Kigoin. Shemeis HaMoicha, the Moicha died. Vekivin Shaloi Hiniach Kaka, all his Kakois he sold to this Lekeach. Ein Ayesimim B'nei Piroi. So the Yisraimim don't have to pay up their father's chayvus. The metalt, either father left over metaltalim, the metaltli, the yasmi, le bal chayv, le mishtabdi. The metaltalim of that Yisraimim yarshin does not become meshubit. So memele, they have no chiv whatsoever to pay up the father's chayvus. Ba'af al pi shemarzalem karka, filo he'll return to them now the karka ziburis, avalu ki yasmi shekonu karka lachem isis avim. This is Yesaimim, who purchased their own karka, so memela, you can mon from these Yesaimim that karka, they never borrowed anything from you, they don't owe you anything, they did not yarshin a karka mishubedet, everything was sold. Memele, so your teretz is not a teretz. So it's speaking about Yesaimim, your teretz is not a teretz. Now, Rashi goes further. Lahochi porech minezokin. Now Rashi says as follows. The Gemara had asked that if he could say Yishaskis, so let him be able to force the Nizokin to mon from Beinonis. So, Ashi had a kasha, the Gemara should have also asked, if you say Hishaskis, let him force the Baal Chayv to mon from Ziburis. So why did the Gemara only ask by the Nizokin to mon from Beinonis, and why did the Gemara not ask from the Baal Chayv to mon from Ziburis? So, look to Ashi. Lohochi porech minizokin, v'lei porech mibalchoy. The mai leimolei. What should he tell them? Ishokles ziburis. Let him go over to the balchoy. Now tell him like this. If you take ziburis, shkoil. V'loi, and if you don't take ziburis, adarne shtore lemore. So then I'll give back the shtar of the ziburis to the owner. And then you'll be forced to take Siburis. Motzi omaloi hai. So the Baal Chayv will tell him, look, Shetachza, you're threatening me? Do it. When you'll give back the Siburis, then I'm on Siburis. Now I'm moaning what I'm entitled to. Tahashtanami Siburis kabois lemifrali. That means, so Rashi is saying as follows. If the Baal Chayv is coming to mon idiyas, the Baal Chayv is coming to taina. Listen, the last karka that you purchased with idiyas, so the shibud was chal on the last karka. So then the lekeach will taina him. Listen, you want to take idiyas? Let me tell you something. I'll give you beinanis. And you want idiyas? I'll force you to take zibud. So memele, this cheshbin, the Baal Chayv makes a cheshbet. Listen, why should I be greedy in mon idiyas? I could end up getting ziburis. So memela, I might as well comply with the lekeach's request. That is, if the lekeach is requesting from me, I should get kedini. Really, it's a good mebein in this. Good, I had now an oifen to mon idiyas. I'll spend chayret, but no. But he's twisting my arm a little bit, so I'll complain.
comply with his request. But if he's requesting from me to mon ziburis, so then, so he wants to take away my schus beininis, and he wants to give me ziburis. And how does he want to threaten me? He says, because if I won't comply with him, he'll give back the ziburis. So listen, when you give it back, then I'm on ziburis. Now you are in no way convincing me I should agree. Why should I agree with you now? What reason should I agree with you? Sukumir beininis, you're threatening me you'll give back the ziburis. So when you'll give back, then I'll mourn from ziburis. Kozman, you don't give back, I won't mourn from ziburis. Now, I don't want to go in now to the whole lumdus of Ishaskis and to learn Taisus yet. I would like to mention a shtikel ha'ore on this Rashi, which I heard, and a shtikel teretz on the ha'ore. We learned in the Gemara, we have a klal, that engoyven menachosim mishabodim lemokim shiyesh b'nei chayim. That means, let's talk about a pasha, the case. A moicha had three karkois, he sold two of his karkois, there's one karka left over, whatever it is, could be ziburis. All his toivim have to first go to the loivim, to the mazik, and be goiva from him. There's nothing left, then you go to the Mishibodim. There's B'nai Chayrim, nothing but we're talking about. Now, let us clear a shayla for 1 minute. What is the din? If this loive, this mazik, doesn't have any karka, all the karkois he sold, all the karkois he sold, but he has $1 million in the bank, he has metal, he has money. What is the din over here? Can he send them? Listen, you have a car, the car is meshubit. Let me give you the addresses of, you go to these lakuches, they purchase the car. I don't have any car. It's left anymore. You go to them. That's one way to look at it. Or there's another way to look at it. There's Ben Chayrin over here. There's no car, but you have $1 million in the bank. The lakuches will tine. Listen, I didn't leave you over a karka, but there's a bank account of $1 million. So Mamela, you first mon from him. If there'll be no money left, then you come to me. What is the din in such a shayla? And the pella shaboy is that this is not such a often a shayla. It's a shtickle for often a shayla. And there's a machloikis in this shayla between a marsho and the tumim and the ktsois. In this shayla, the marsho says on the kufchesam at base that you could be goyve from the lakuches. As long as there's no karkois left over, you can be goyve from the lakuches. That's what the marsho says. And the Ktsois and the Tumim say, no, you can only be going to Lakuchas if the Leiva has nothing. If he has money, you should go to Lakuchas. Yeah, this person's a millionaire, so he doesn't have karka. He has money, go among the metal, go among the money from him. When they have nothing left, they know money from the Chosim Mishabodim, but while there's B'nai Chayrim, not karkois, there's metal. The machlekes, the marsho, and the taisentum. Lechayre, let us think for 1 second. How is our Gemara speaking? How is our Gemara speaking? Is our Gemara, so Lechayre, according, we have here our Gemara, and we're speaking about that the Moicha sold all his karkois. Is he left with metaltalim? He's not left with metaltalim. According to the Ktsais and the Tumim, He didn't have a Talpala. According to the Ktzais and the Tumim, we're speaking about, he doesn't have a Talpala. If he had a Talpala, the Zichah would not mourn from the Lakuchas. So, what is Rashi saying over here? Rashi is saying, V'kivin sheloi hiniach karke, ein hayesoymem b'nei peroin, the metalfle the yasmi labal choy v'lei mishtabdi. Rashi is talking about that, Rashi is saying that the metalfleim that they yashened is not meshubit. So all of a sudden Rashi is telling us, but the Yashin Metalton. But Rashi said, but you can't mourn from the Metalton because Metalton, the Yashin Metalton. So Rashi is telling us, in other words, the father left over Metalton. If the father left over Metalton, so how's the whole sugya talking about your money from the Lekeach? The father had Metalton. Rashi is telling us that the father had Metalton. Now Rashi says, after the father died, you can't mourn the Metalton from the Yisayimim. Because metalta the yasmi loy mishtati, but it seems that the father had metalta. So lochayet zamir de kekashe on the tumim and the ktsais. For Rashi you see klo, you don't mum from the metalta. But leidach gise. So what is Rashi's kashe? Let's mum now from the yisaimim metaltalim. There's no din. You can't mum from metaltalim because there's not any nachdelach mokim ligvis from metaltalim. Mamonav shech Rashi yishver. Rashi is shreklach shver. If the father had metaltalim the way it seems from Rashi, if the father had metaltalim, so memele, so what was, till the father died, how could you mon from the lekeach? The father has metaltalim. The gemara is so how could you mon from the lekeach? So lecheire zaraye to the marsho, that I don't reckon with the metalpolim that the loive has. I'm on from the lekuches. Say bezoi, if the mas, not like the ktsais and the tumim. Say bezoi, so if the masho is right, so why does Rashi now wake up? And Rashi asks, oh, but let's man now from the talp of the yisoimim. So I said, metalpolim di yasmi loy mishtabdi. So why stoys if you could man from the metalpolim? So you would mourn from the Lekuchas. That was a Shverkeit I had on this Rashi. I would just like to say, I don't know if this is the Emissa Teretz, but I would like to say, could be Rashi holds like the Ktzais and the Tumim. Rashi holds like the Ktzais and the Tumim. So if according to the Ktzais and the Tumim, that's why Rashi says, let's mourn now from the Metaltalim. So she says, Metalta the Yasmi loy mishtabi. But we asked Akasha, so before when the father died, why didn't you mourn then from the Metaltalim of the father? So I wanted to say, the halacha is, Misadrin lebal choy. That means, when a person owes money, so you don't take away the last things that he has. Leave him over a shulchan and a mitzvah. There are certain things that a person has to be left over. You don't take away everything from him. He should be left penniless. So there's certain things that you left over by the father. So it could be that pshat. When Kozman, the father, was alive, he didn't have $1 million in the bank, but he had certain metaltalim. He had metaltalim, he had a bed and a table and an air, whatever necessities a person needs. So these metaltim we don't take away from him. So Mamela, we went to the Lekuchas. The minute the father died, so now the Yorshim acquired new metaltim which are now available to pay up the chayv. Because they don't need the father's bed, they don't need the father's shulchan, because the father's dead already. So now Rashi said, now let's mourn the metaltim from the Yisayimim. So Rashi says, oh, he came on from Yisayimim, because metaltli the yasmi, loy mishtabdi lebalchoy. That could be, that is pshat what Rashi is saying.